We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Samach Gimel. We are up to Sif Yud, right in the middle of page Lamed Zayin, the page following 72. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud, Lebal halachos gedolos, according to the Bahag, Kevon shehidlik ner shel Shabbos. Once a person lights the Shabbos candles, chal olof Shabbos v'nesa b'malacha. Shabbos is immediately chal, and it is usher for that person to do malacha. V'alpi ze nohogos k'tzas noshim, and because of this, there's a custom that some women, after they make the bracha and they light the candles, mashlichos la'aretz ha'psila shebiyodon shedlikuba ve'en l'chabos osan. They drop the match. They don't extinguish the match. They just drop it. Because according to the Bahag, once you light the candles, it's Shabbos. So if you light the candles, you can't then extinguish the match. So you light the candles and you got to drop the match. Therefore, because of that shita of the Bahag, some women are no way to drop the match. V'yesh omrim she'imasne kodem she'madlika she'ena mekabela Shabbos ad she'yomer achazen baruch hu mo'il. Some say that if the woman makes a t'nai before she lights, that she's not being mekabela Shabbos until the chazen says baruch hu, until davening starts, mo'il, that will help. V'yesh omrim she'ena mo'il. Some say it does not help for her. So we have a machlokas over here, whether a t'nai, that you're not being mekabel Shabbos with hadlaka, will work or not. But that's all within the Bahag that says, when you light candles, it is Shabbos. However, the Mechaber continues and says, "V'yesh cholkim al bal halachos gedolos." There are those who argue on the Bahag, va'omer, and they say, "She'ein kabbala Shabbos talui b'adlakas haner." That really, acceptance of Shabbos is not talui at all on lighting candles. Elo b'svilas arvis. Rather, Shabbos is dependent on Marv. Shekevan she'amar ha'chazen baruch hu akol porshan mimalachtam. Once the chazen says baruch hu, then it's Shabbos. Everyone has to stop to malacha. And according to that, if a woman's lighting candles before, she has no reason not to blow it out. It's not Shabbos till the chazan says baruch hu. Ulididon, according to us, kevan she'eschivu mizmor shil yom ha'Shabbos havik baruch hu lididhu. And our minhag that we say mizmor shil yom ha'Shabbos, as we learned earlier, that's already a kabbalah Shabbos, and it's like baruch hu of the olden days, and that's when we are mekabel Shabbos. So that is the machlokas between the Bahag and the Yesh Cholkim, which is Tosis and the Rosh. That is a Hadlokas Haner, an automatic Kabbalah Shabbos like the Bahag, or is it not the Kabbalah Shabbos until you get the Baruch Hu or Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos? Right, that's the Mechaber. Now, that discussion we had was all in the Ramah. So the Mashmos of the Mechaber here is that you are doing the Bracha before. Mm-hmm. That was the discussion we had in the Ramah. So the Ramah says over here, the Haminog, and what is our custom? Sha'osa Isha HaMadlekes. That the woman who is doing the actual hadlaka, mikabela Shabbos b'hadlaka. The woman who is lighting follows the Bahag. And when she lights, she's been mikabel Shabbos with the hadlaka. Imlo shetas netchila. Unless she makes a t'nai, like that first opinion that we saw in the Mechaber within the Bahag, that you could make a t'nai. If she made a t'nai first, then it'll be okay. V'afilu t'nai b'lev sagi. Even a t'nai in the heart is enough. Aval sha'ar b'nei habayis mutarim b'malacha ad baruch hu. But the rest of the family is mutar to do malacha until baruch hu, even though the mother, the wife, already lit candles. And then the Ramah continues on page 74 and says, V'ikir hadlaka toluya b'nei rosh shemadlikin ala shulchan. V'ikir hadlaka is dependent on the candles that are lit on the table where you're going to eat. Avalo b'shar hanei rosh shemabayis, and not on the other candles in the house. You have to place the candles down where you are going to light them and leave them lit. You shouldn't light in one place and then move it to another place. You should light in the place where the candles are going to remain. And now let's go back and see the Mishnah Berurah on all these different points. The first Mishnah Berurah jumps in already with the Ramah. Again, the Mechaber gave us the machlokas between the Baal Halachos Gedolos and the other Rishonim, whether the Hadlakas Haneros is the Kabbalah Shabbos, or if the Baruch Hu or Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos, the Kabbalah Shabbos. And the Ramah gave this Pshara that the Minog is that the one who's lighting, she's Mekabel Shabbos with Hadlakas. Zokta Mishabura and Membez. V'im Ha'ish Madlik, if a man is lighting, Afilu Kishu Mevarech HaHadlakas, so even if he's lighting and making the Bracha and doing the whole works, like we learned earlier in Sivav, Lekha Min Haga Umutta B'Malacha. This Minog does not apply to men, and therefore a man after he lights is still Mutta to do Malacha. Umikomakom Tov Lahasnos. But still, it is good to make a t'nai. He doesn't have to, as we saw earlier in the Bir Halacha, a woman has to make a t'nai. A man, even without a t'nai, it's okay, but it's better to make a t'nai. Zokta B'Shabur Vaitis of Kadam Mem Gimel, she's Mekabela Shabbos. V'tispalo mincha tchila. She should daven mincha before she lights candles, because if she lights candles, she's mekabel Shabbos. The yoil, the hoil, the kfar kibla Shabbos, because since she's already mekabel Shabbos with adloka, shuv I efsher l'spalo tfila shalchol. She can no longer daven a weekday Shemar Esrei. There's no time for this. She has no time to daven before she lights. It's better for her to daven two marivs and skip mincha, like we'll see later in Siftes Vav. It's better to skip mincha, daven two marivs, and light candles on time, rather than trying to chat mincha before shkia and risking a chilul Shabbos in your adloka. There's one point I want to bring out from the back. You don't have to turn there. But in 052, he just points out that according to our minhag, that we make the bracha on the candles after the hadlaka, like we discussed a couple of shiurim ago, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, She'ein ha'noshim mikablo Shabbos el achar bracha. That even lefi this bahag, they were saying that you mikablo Shabbos with the hadlaka, according to our minhag, that they make the hadlaka and then they make the bracha afterwards, the minhag is that the woman is not mikablo Shabbos until after the bracha, ulefikach yecholos lechabos es haner l'achar hadlaka. And therefore, our women can light the candles, they can blow the candle out, and then they make the bracha, and then the kabbalah shabbos afterwards. So you wouldn't have to do like the bahag, that you drop the match. Ula'achar mikein levarech, and after she blows out the candle, the match, then she can make the bracha, v'chein da'as lagonu shom zavon arbach. That's the point of note number 52. Now we're going to go vayter in the Mishabura and Sifkata Mem Dalad, the very end of page Lamed Zayin, about to turn on to page 74. So the Ramah told us the minhag is that the woman who is lighting is mekabel Shabbos with hadlaka unless she makes it tonight first. The ein lahasnos ki'im litzorich. Zakta mishabura, but she shouldn't make it tonight unless there is a need. Me'achar sheyesh chokim v'sovrim de lo mahani tonight v'kanal. Since lemaisa the machlokas of a tonight works, so we bicker hold that tonight does work, but you shouldn't do it unless it's really a need. Now there's a very important note over here. There's note 53 in the back of the sefer, and that is a woman that didn't daven mincha yet, and she wants to make a tznai before her adlaka to daven mincha later. So note 53, it's the very last note on page number 8 in the back, he writes, V'chein isha shelo hispalala mincha, woman who didn't daven mincha yet. Hashom zavon arbach writes, Shem mistaber shenikra hadover tzorech. That's called a tzorech, that she make a tznai in her adlaka to daven mincha afterwards. V'yicholo lahasno she'eni mekabel ha-shabbos ba'adlakasa. She can make a tznai that she's not being mekabel ha-shabbos in her adlaka. V'chein da'as lagon of Nissen Karelis. V'hosef, and he adds, She'af al-pi shil inyan isha shalo espal la-mincha v'rotze la-hadik neros. Even though we just learned before in the last Sifkatam that a woman who wants to light candles and she didn't have a mincha yet, lo-kosef v'mishibura she'tasne. The Mishabura didn't give the eitz of making a tznai. The Mishabura said if a woman has to light candles, she didn't have a mincha yet, just light candles and daven two maris, forget about mincha. We just said you can make a tznai, so why did you make a tznai? If mincha is a tzorech, so make a tznai that you're going to daven mincha afterwards. So he explains, Efshar shesham medubar b'isha shem tadlik neros v'tispala lo yishar lo zman lo tosefa Shabbos. It could be the Mishabura above that says, forget mincha, just daven two marivs is a case where it's so close to shkia, she wants to get a little tosefa Shabbos if she's going to daven mincha, she's going to light candles at tonight, that she'll daven mincha afterwards, and makabal Shabbos after mincha, she'll miss that on tosefa Shabbos. So in that case, Sayin HaChanami, the woman should just light and daven two marivs. But in a case where it's earlier and she wants to light at the proper time, but she didn't daven mincha yet, then according to her Shulman Zaman Urbach, and in this Angrela, she can make it tonight that she didn't daven mincha afterwards, and not be makabal Shabbos with her adlaka. That's very important. Halacha l'maisa, which probably comes up very often in many homes.
That reason behind Mishnah Brewer, that it's Tosefa Shabbos, because the Mishnah Brewer himself sounded like the whole Shabbos, because the Midon come to Sadi Chilul Shabbos, that it sounds like we're talking about a case of where she's lighting maybe
right
a little bit after
Shkia. Yeah, right. You're right. The Mishnah Brewer does sound like it's getting very, very close. But we did learn earlier Tosefa Shabbos, it's not necessarily a problem, because we learned earlier Tosefa Shabbos, the Iker Zman was clear from the Mishnah Brewer and the postkim of Moshe and Rishon Mazan of Yashem, all were maskim, it's 2 minutes. So we're not talking about a big window of time anyway. So it's not a steer of the Mishnah Brewer to sound like it's Chol Shabbos, and for Rishon Zalman to say that it's midin that, but it's right, it's a good ha'ara. Let's go right through the Mishabura on page 74, Sifkatan Memhei, the top line. So the Ramad then told us that the Ikir Adlaka is dependent on the candles that you're lighting on the table, and not the candles that are elsewhere in the house. As the Mishabura, Hainu diyavarech aleihem. You should make the bracha on the candles by the table, velo al sha'ar haneros, not on the other candles, lefi she'ikir ha-mitzvah l'chadchila hein haneros sha'ochlen la'oran, because the ikir mitzvah l'chadchila is the candles that you're going to eat by their light. V'roi shetia habracha aleihem, and therefore it is fitting that the bracha should be on them. V'afilu al ner echad tzagi, and even like we learned earlier, one candle is enough. Mio, however, im yesh harbei noshim, if there are many women there, ve'ein lo kol achas shulcham if ne'atzma, they don't each have their own table. Yechola levarech al anero she'omdim babayis b'shar mekomos, a woman could make a bracha on the candles in the house in a different place. Kigon al anero she'dolken al ha'menorah atluya be'emtza habayis, like the candles that are hanging in the middle of the house to give light to the ballroom, they can make a bracha on those candles, the chiyagavna, or any similar candlelight. The chlolo naktina, the general rule that we take is, the b'chom mokom shemadle kidei laso sham eza tashmish. Any place that you're going to light candles, in order to use those candles for any tashmish, ikam yishum shalom bayis v'roi levarech. That's considered there for shalom bayis, and it's fit to make a bracha. So although the ikar place is to make it where you can have the suda, but you also can make the bracha in another place as well if the candles will be used for some tashmish, which the example he gives is in the middle of the room, so that's obviously the ikar light in the room is from those candles, so that would certainly be fine. So if katan ben vav, hanero shebabayis, we said not by the other candles in the house, hainu bal habayis sheyochol lahadik al shulchan ulevarech alav. We're talking in the Ramah over here about the bal habayis, the one who owns the house. He's able to make the bracha on the candles on the table and make the bracha over there. Aval ba'oreach, when it comes to a guest, im yesh lo cheder miyuchel atzmo, if he has his own private quarters, afilu eino ochel sham, even if he doesn't eat there, madlik sham ner umavarech alav. He can light candles there, make the bracha over there, v'kanal b'sif vav, like we learned yesterday in sif vav. Then the Rambam told us that you have to place the candles and light them in the place where they will remain, not light them at place A and move them to place B. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkot Mem Zayin, Hainu, afilu im yasna b'feirish she'enu makabel Shabbos, ad shiyu aneros al makomam. Even if when you light candles you make a tnai that you're not being makabel Shabbos until after you light and you move the candles to the right place, still that's not the way to go. Because you want to light them in the place where they are going to remain, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sefkot Mem Ches, Hainu she'osar lahadik b'makom she'en mishtam shin bo. You're not allowed to light the candles. It's also to light the candles in a place where you're not going to use the candles. Ulahaniach haner b'makom shemishdam shembo, and then to move the candles to a place where you are going to use the candles. Mishum dekaimel hadlaka osa mitzvah, because we hold not only by their Chanukah but also by their Shabbos, the hadlaka makes the mitzvah. V'kevon shehidlik b'makom she'en mishdam shembo, and once you lit in a place where you're not going to use the candles, she'enu makom chiyuv, that's not a place where there's a chiyuv, lo mahani hadlakaso klum, the hadlaka is not good. Av shemeniach achagav b'makom chiyuv, even though afterwards you move it to a place where there is a chiyuv, that won't be good. V'tzarech lechabos v'lachzor u'lahadlik, you would have to extinguish the candles and go back and light them again in the proper place. That's all if the initial lighting was in a place where you're not going to use them at all, so that's a real problem. Avol, but im hidlik b'bayis b'mokom shemishdam shembo, but if you lit them in the house in a place where you will use the candles, mutter l'taltlum achar kach u'laniach b'mokom acher, you are allowed to then move the candles and place them in a different place. The kol habayis havei makomon, because then the whole house is their location. So you can't move it from a place where you're not supposed to light candles and put it in a place you're supposed to light. But if you put it initially in a place where you are okay lighting the candles, you're going to get use out of them, then you can light them there and move them somewhere else. The levush is machmir. Even in that case, you shouldn't move them at all. Even from one place where it's mutter to light to another place, you shouldn't move it at all. Open the koma tzarach yesh lahakel. In the time of need, one can be lenient, unlike the levush. Kosav achai adam hanoshim shemadlikin basukkah bechag. Women who light candles in the sukkah on sukkahs, umutatlu natocha bayis, and then they move the candles into the house. Lo yafahein osin, they're not doing the right thing. And the reason for that is, even though both places, lechora, are a place that you're going to get benefit from the candles, and therefore, like we just said, that there is room to be lenient that you can do it, but lemaisa, moving it from one building to another building, it looks like you're doing it for your own purposes. It takes away the appearance of doing it for the mitzvah, and looks like, well, you needed it there, now you need it here, that you're doing it for your own purposes and not for the mitzvah of Adlokas Ner Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud Aleph, page 74, the third line, Afal pi shelo hispalal hakol adayin, even though the tzibur did not yet daven, im kodam hayochir v'hispalal shel Shabbos, if an individual goes early and davens the Shabbos davening, mi bod yom, while it is still day, chol olav kabola Shabbos, it is Shabbos for him, v'osr basiyas malacha kedu malacha, v'afilu im omer she'en arotz l'kabal Shabbos. Even if he makes a tznai, he doesn't want to kabal Shabbos, it doesn't work. So a person who davens before the tzibur, he davens Maariv early on Friday, That is a Kabbalah Shabbos. It's usher to do Malacha, even if it makes a Tanai. Once you daven, it is Shabbos. Says the Mishabur in Sevkotan Memtes, he davens in Bod Yom, Hainu mi plaga mincha lumala. Obviously, says the Mishabura, this is talking about he davened after plag, as man that a child to be accepting Shabbos, so he davened after plag, like we saw earlier in Siman Reis Samach Aleph, the Beis Bahago. So he said, even if it makes a Tanai, it is Shabbos, it is Aser Ba'asiyas Malacha. Says the Mishabur in Sevkotan Nun, the after Ba'adloka Yesh Omrin de Mahani Tanai, even though we just saw before that when it comes to Adloka's Neros, there are those who say, and we seem to go along with this, that you could make a Tanai on your Adloka, at least for a Tzarech, who could El B'Sevyud, like we just saw on Sevyud. Betfila Shani. When it comes to davening, it's different. It's not, it doesn't work. Kevon Shehizkir Ba Kedusha Shabbos. Since you mentioned Kedusha Shabbos, that's an unequivocal acceptance of Shabbos, and you're done. And you light candles, so you can make it tonight, because all you did was you lit candles. You didn't mention anything about Kedusha Shabbos. But when you daven and you mention Kedusha Shabbos already, that's more machmir. You can't make it tonight. Once you daven, even before the Zman, as long as you have the plug, it will be Shabbos for you. Says the Mechaber Vayter and Sivyud Beis, very important halacha. In Rov HaKol Kivlu Aleihem Shabbos, if most of the congregation accepted upon themselves Shabbos already, Hamiyot Nimshachim Achareim Al Korcham. The minority is drawn after the majority against their will. If there's the simplest case, if there's one shul and one minyan, we'll get into the complications later, but keep it simple. There's a community with a lot of achdus, or only 10 people, and there's one minyan, and there's one shul, and they make Shabbos a little bit early. I'm being medayik by saying a little bit, as you'll see. They make Shabbos a little bit early, so that means everyone is locked into Shabbos at that time. Even one who's not part of that minyan is locked into Shabbos. Let's see the Mishabura, and then we'll see some very important notes. Imrov HaKohol. The Imrov HaKohol lo hayu bebeis HaKnesses. If most of the tzibur, for some reason, was not in shul, Einim Shachim Achar HaMiyot. And the Rov who's not in shul is not going to be drawn after the Miyot that is in shul. And so too by a city that has many shuls, ein achas nimshechas achar chaverta. One shul is not meshubah to what another shul does. Even if one is a tremendously large shul, the other one's small, the other shul can make Shabbos whenever it wants. It does not have to be meshubah to when the bigger shul makes Shabbos. Avalim ose minya bebeisa. This is interesting. But if a person makes a minyan in his house, afilu minya kavua, even a minyan that he always makes in his house, batel etzel harov. That person is batel to the rov. So now let's see some very interesting notes. Actually, before we do the notes, we have one more sif to do. I'd like to just do sif yud gimel, then we'll come back to the notes on sif yud beis. Sif yud gimel, adam shebalu ir bi erev Shabbos. A person who comes into a city on Friday, ukvar kiblu anshe ha'ir aleihem Shabbos. And the people of the city already accepted upon themselves Shabbos. Afal pi shadayin hayom gadol, even though it is still day, im hoyu alav mos o shum chayfetz, if he's holding on to money or any object, I guess that's muktzah that he can't carry, mani chalipo, he has to allow it to fall. Again, following what we just said in Sif Yud Beis, that you follow the city that you're in, that they're makabel Shabbos, so it's Shabbos, so drop whatever you have that is muktzah or that you are carrying. Says the Mishabur in Sif Katanun Beis, you can go into a room and you can let it fall there in a private place. Fine, that is the Mishabura that I have to do for today. And now we have some time to see some very important notes. We'll begin with note 57. Note 57 is going on that which the Mishabura just said, that so too a city that has many shuls, one is not Mishabura to the other one. Note 57 says, "Aval beis knesses echad sheyesh bo shnei minyanim hamispalin ze achar ze." But a shul that has two minyanim, one davening after the other, ubeminyan harishon mispalim rov hakol. Most of the tzibur is davening in the earlier minyan. The ilu beminyan hasheni ein mispalel el hamiyot, and the second minyan is much smaller. The minchas yitzlag writes shamiyot nigrar achar harov lagabe isr melacha daraisa. Amazing. So there's one minyan at 6:30 and the second minyan at 7 o'clock. So the 7 o'clock minyan, which is smaller, is mshubud to stop doing malacha d'oraisa as soon as the 6:30 minyan says Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos. Shekevan shemispalim meshar tfilos HaShabbos v'es Knesses Echad. Since really it's one shul and they daven all the other minyanim on Shabbos together, nechshavim hem ketzibur echad l'chol inyan. That's considered one tzibur. So that's a rare case. That's really one shul. But Friday night, they make two minyanim. And we'll see the really early minyan, like in the summer, we'll see about that in a moment. But for now, so you have the 6:30 and 7 o'clock minyan. So the 7 o'clock minyan is a smaller minyan. They're meshuvah to stop the melacha daraisa when the 6:30 minyan gets there, because the other davenings on Shabbos they do together. Meidach, on the other hand, Rav Yoshev says, Shabofen ze ein hamiyot nigrar achar harov. Rav Yoshev argues and says, the second minyan is not meshuvah to follow the first minyan. Shekevon sheheim minyanim kavuim. Since they are set minyanim, nechshav kol tzibur b'fnei asmo l'inyan kabbalah Shabbos. All consider their own tzibur l'gabi kabbalah Shabbos. Ubizmanenu, and nowadays, hora hagon Rav Yoshev, shedin ze sheyochim nigrar achar beis haknesha shabohu rogel l'hispalo. This idea that an individual is pulled after the shul that he normally davens in, omur dafko b'mekomo she'ein b'hem elaminyan echa kavu l'nusach shabohu noeg l'espalel. It's only if there's only one Ashkenazi minog in his community, and that's where he davens, there's only one minog, only one minyan does an Ashkenaz in his community, so then he's meshubit after that minyan. Avo b'mekomo she'esh minyanim la'rov l'kol nusach, but a community that has so many different minyanim going on, all different neschos, ein ha'yochid nigrar elo achar kabolash ha'shabes ha'achrona shabir. Zakr lo yoshev, this whole din is not nogeya. You're not meshuvah to any minion, only the latest minion, obviously. You are meshuvah to kevan shebritzono yochol espal gam beis knesses acher. Because if he wants, he can stop any other shul. He's not meshuvah to any shul if there are many minyanim going on. Skip the next paragraph and let's read a very important point. The last paragraph in note 57. Vimhikdimu rov hatzibur lekabel shabbos shelo machmas kedushas hashabbos. This is a very common occurrence, as you'll see. If most of the tzibur accept Shabbos early, but not because of wanting to chop a ride an extra kedusha Shabbos, kigon osa ma makdimin lekabel Shabbos v'me'akayetz, like those who make early Shabbos in the summer, kedei shelo l'shanos es hergele zman ha'suda. They want to have the suda at the same time they always have it. They want to put the kids to bed. They're not doing it because they're such a high level of kedusha that they can't wait to chop extra kedusha Shabbos. They're doing it for convenience sake, which is also fine. But if they're only doing it for that, histapik b'shalosh yeshivas igros Moshe im nigrar hamiyot achar harov. In that case, which is majority of our cases of early Shabbos in the summer, Rav Moshe's Mesupuk, if the miyot is really nigrar achar harov, kevan she'ein kabbalosam l'shem mitzvah, since the kabbalah is not really a shem mitzvah. And the case we discussed a couple of weeks ago, or a few days ago, I don't remember exactly when it was, we said in the early days of Waterbury, when there was a tumult, it was only one minyan, could you make early Shabbos or not? So people were saying, you can't make early Shabbos, because then you've meshabed everyone, any guests, and meshubed. But according to Rav Moshe, it's not so pashut. He says efsher. He's mislipping about it. But it could be that it's not true. If you're making early Shabbos just for convenience sake, which is what most people are doing in the summer, well, right, they don't do it in the winter. So then it's not so pashut that anyone else that comes into town is meshubah to that minyan. Continues the Mishabura, the note, sorry, note 57 at the end. That is Rav Moshe was mislipping. However, the other poskim are not mislipping. Achen agonu shom zamnu arbach, hora b'yishuv. He passed in the yeshuv shenhigu bebeis haknesses l'kabel Shabbos l'achar plag mincha, an early minyan after plag. Shimrova tzibur mispalim bebeis haknesses. If most of the tzibur is davening in the shul, hamiyut nigrar achareihim. The minority is pulled after them. Kedin kabbalah Shabbos bezman harogil. Like the regular rules of Kabbalah Shabbos, it's not a regular. He doesn't go along with this suffix of Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says, with Rav Moshe, he says, you're locked into that Zman. V'dash Rav Yoshev, shel'olam nigur hamir achar harov, v'chein kasa d'sher alevi. So seemingly, Rav Moshe is a chiddush. The other poskim don't agree with him, and they say, even if you're doing it for convenience sake, you are locked in, the other people are locked in, and if the only minyan in town would be an early Shabbos, that would be a problem for anyone coming later. Let's read. Let's.
51, 49 letters.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Rove is. Let's see one more note over here, note number 58, but we're just going to skip to the last paragraph across from page 74. The husband and wife situation over here with early Shabbos. The chen isha shebailu mikabel olav es ha-shabbos v'beis haknesses bohu misbalel. So to a woman whose husband is being mikabel on himself Shabbos, in the shul that he normally davens in, v'aminog shom hu lekabel as haShabbos muktam, and the minog in that shul is to accept Shabbos early. The husband is davening in the shul that he normally davens in, where they accept Shabbos early. So Rav Moshe writes, she'im min hagam lekabel as haShabbos muktam hu mishum kedushas haShabbos. Again, he's same idea. If the reason why they're accepting Shabbos early is because of kedushas Shabbos, kigon shelo yavo lehisachem in melacha, we want to make sure they don't chas v'shalom do melacha too late. V'hareze minog kavu etzlam. And this is mamish a set minog by them. So nichlal hadavar b'minhoge habal shal ha'isha lino kemoso. The woman is locked into the husband's minog, because if that's the husband's minog, and it's for Kedusha Shabbos, then the woman has to follow the husband. U'memela negreres hi acharav. Memela, she's drawn after him. Avalim osen kei mitame nochos v'kayotzi baze, if they do it for convenience or other reasons. Oshik dimu l'kabel Shabbos ofen arai, or it's in a once in a while thing, her husband decided to make Shabbos early. Ein ha'isha negreres baze achar baila. Then the woman is not nigrar after the husband. Vosef and Rav Moshe Azan Shafilu Miskavin Habal Bekiblo Shabbos Shigam Ishto Te Asur B'Malacha. Even if he has deep kavanas, that with his Kabbalah Shabbos, his wife is locked into his Kabbalah Shabbos as well. Ain't the Kabbalah so cool, but doesn't help. He can't lock his wife in if it's just done for convenience or a once in a while thing. So the husband's the Kabbalah Shabbos, it works for him, it doesn't work for his wife. Me'idach, on the other hand, the Shevet Alevi writes, Shalom Olam Nigreres ha'isha u'bnei abayis achar bal abayis. He says, Mashma machmir, that the wife and the children are always nigrar after the bal abayis. Bein im kibel olav as a Shabbos bebeso, whether he is makabel Shabbos in his house, u'bein im kibel olav as a Shabbos bebeso aknas, or always makabel Shabbos in shul. Va'afilu bizman she'ro b'nei ha'ir adayin lo kibel as a Shabbos aleim. Even if most of the people in the city have not yet been makabel Shabbos, but the husband was, the wife and kids are nigger after him. But according to Rav Moshe, here he's not Masufik. It seems like he's saying it straight up, that if they're making early Shabbos once in a while or out of convenience, so then the woman is not locked in, even if he has the deepest kavanas to include her, she's not included, and she can be makabel Shabbos later. That is Rav Moshe. And that concludes the shir for tonight. And Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow night, we're going to have a lot to do. We're going to start with Sif Yudalit, and we're going to try Mitzvah Shem to finish the siman.